Spotlight.
This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on UPI revolution. India leads the world in fast payments. The participants are Sharad Kohli, economic analyst, and Niharika Bhuania, anchor.
Good evening and welcome to today's episode of Spotlight. Today we put the spotlight on India's UPI revolution. Given that UPI handles 640 million plus transactions every day, we have a good reason to have a detailed conversation around this too. Let me first welcome our expert for this evening, Mr. Sharad Kohli, economic analyst. Good evening, Sharad, and thank you so much for joining us on Spotlight today.
Good evening, Niharika, and good evening to all the listeners of Akashvani.
So since we're talking about UPI today, it has brought in quite a revolution in our country. It was launched in 2016, and I believe two of the major goals two of the major drivers of this initiative were financial inclusion and second, having every citizen in our country open a bank account. So can you briefly talk to us about how did the idea come about and what is the vision that keeps fueling, that keeps empowering this initiative?
I think what started with the two objectives that you mentioned, financial inclusion and, of course, connecting people to the banking system and, making an average Indian who lives in the remote corner of the country to be more financially literate and be connected to the mainstream of the entire financial ecosystem, shall I say. It evolved from there. And then as it progressed over the last 9 or 10 years, we found that UPI has become a revolution. In fact, I've been calling it Utkrisht Payment of India because it has just been a magic. And the magic has been such that if you look at the volumes today, I think the volumes will itself spell out the kind of change it has done to our entire country and its economy. 64, as you rightly said, 64 crore transactions a day, which is almost 1900 crore transactions a month, is not a mean task. If you look at the value of transactions, Niharika, 24 lakh crore rupees a month. And it is very soon because the kind of growth we've seen, 32% growth over the previous period. I am anticipating it will easily cross 25 lakh crores a month very soon. And, I'll give you an interesting aspect of this number. 25 lakh crore, if we put it on a year, is 300 lakh crore rupees. And, our economy is about 4 trillion plus now. Incidentally, when we convert $4 trillion to rupees, it comes to about 350 lakh crore rupees and a little less here and there. The dollar value keeps fluctuating with regard to the rupee. So just to put it in perspective and make an interesting comparison of numbers, our UPI annual transaction value very soon will cross our GDP value in terms of the total numbers, although the two numbers may not have any direct correlation. But we should not forget that every 1% rise in UPI transactions brings about 0.03% impact on the GDP. So if we say that the UPI transactions have risen by 32%, obviously you can imagine the kind of contribution it's making to GDP. So I think for me, UPI is magic. For me, UPI is resolution. For me, UPI is something which the world is looking at.
Very rightly said. In fact, in one of his speeches, the Prime Minister has also mentioned that UPI today has become a status symbol for Indians. Let's quickly listen to what he said.
जब हम टेक्नोलॉजी के सामाजिक संदर्भ को समझते हुए आगे बढ़ते हैं, तो टेक्नोलॉजी एम्पावरमेंट का बहुत बड़ा माध्यम बन जाती है. ये सोशल जस्टिस, सामाजिक न्याय को सुनिश्चित करने और असंतुलन को मिटाने का भी माध्यम बनती है. एक समय था जब टेक्नोलॉजी सामान्य भारतीय की पहुंच से बाहर थी. कभी जेब में क्रेडिट या डेबिट कार्ड लेकर चलना स्टेटस सिंबल हुआ करता था. लेकिन भारत का यूपीआई आज अपनी सिंप्लिसिटी की वजह से न्यू नॉर्मल बन गया.
So there you go, there it was laid out for us neatly. But this kind of an interface requires quite a lot of digital groundwork. So what kind of digital groundwork went into building such a huge interface in the first place?
Well, starting with Government of India, I would like to compliment National Payment Corporation of India and Reserve Bank of India, the two organizations or two institutions, shall I say, which are absolutely controlling the whole system. And the way it has evolved, well, when you open your app and when you make a transaction of UPI, it may appear to be very simple. And people get surprised when they see all their bank accounts because they're linked to Aadhaar. So they get collated into their UPI. So I think from being semi-automatic when it evolved, it has now become almost fully automatic. That is, all you need to do is to just to inform about your Aadhaar number, your PAN number, your name, your mobile number. And I think, Niharika, if you ask me honestly, the JAM, the called the JAM Trinity, I think that has significantly contributed in evolution of UPI, which is called Jandhan, Aadhaar and mobile. The moment these three things came together, of course, Jandhan was part of financial inclusion exercise. But Aadhaar mobile linkage has propelled the whole UPI format. I think that is what has made a difference. And Niharika, this is despite the fact that the penetration of mobile phones in our country is about 66 crores. So which means smartphone usage out of 142 crore population, 66 crore people have smartphones. I'm talking of smartphones, not mobile phone connections. But if you talk of the households, we've got about 25 crore plus or 26 crore households. 85.5% households have at least one smartphone. So if you've got a smartphone, your father has, your mother has, your brother or sister, anyone who has a smartphone, I think that works, the family system that we have in this country, that works for the whole family. So I think the penetration of UPI, when we say that 85% of the digital transactions are happening through UPI, is because the penetration of a smartphone has been so much. And of course, the fact that it has become so easy. There was a time, Niharika, I remember, when the UPI came up. There were a lot of people who were very hesitant. They said, it's very complicated. I have to create my UPI ID. And knowing that financial literacy in India, digital literacy in India, technology knowledge in India is not as, you know, deep as one would imagine. So they used to find it very complicated. But the ease with which it has come up, I think from buying a coconut from roadside, as I said, to making smallest of payments, it just happened. I found a young, you know, group of people, instead of missed calls, I found that they were tossing on 1 rupee test payments to each other, which were proving to be more attentive, attention drawing, shall I say, instead of a missed call. They said, no, missed calls don't work. We just send 1 rupee and it hardly costs you anything. And, you know, the receiver suddenly gathers attention and, you know, that's how the communication happens. Interesting, Niharika, isn't it?
Very interesting. In fact, you know, you touched upon two very, very relevant aspects. So one is that for using UPI, there is no additional fees, there is no additional service charge, whereas other media, you might have those, you might have a few extra rupees here and there. So if you're sending somebody a payment of 10 rupees, it will get transferred as such. And the second is interoperability. So UPI connects 675 banks on a single platform, which means that there have to be different systems that can be brought together on a single platform to make it work. So do you briefly also want to talk about that aspect of UPI?
Absolutely. You know, from the time when UPI started, we all remember those payment wallets. These used to carry money. You had to park your money on these wallets and the digital payment system was already there because you were making payment from one wallet to the other. But the difference was that you had to pull out money from your bank, park it in the wallet, and then the safety issues came because the money had gone from your pocket, from your bank. And we used to hear a lot of cases of the wallets being hacked or wallets not being reachable or, you know, because of connectivity, various things happening. But then the most comfortable position was that money should lie with you at your bank safely. If I'm unable to do a transaction because of connectivity, because of network, at least I know my money is lying with you. But in that scenario, money had already left your bank. So these wallets, they suddenly found themselves to be redundant because there was no need for a user to park money in the wallet. So now it just happens, it moves from your bank and hits the bank of the receiver. I think so these wallets are playing the role of intermediaries, facilitating UPI. So I think the whole paradigm of this wallet system has been changed because of UPI is what I would like to say.
In fact, I was going to ask you, what is the basic difference between a digital wallet and UPI? In one line, do you want to summarize that for us?
Well, I would expand your question to include as to how a pre-UPI era was. We were issuing checks, we were using debit cards, not that we are not using now, we were using credit cards, we were using net banking. I would very strongly like to say that the era of these kind of payments has been faded because of UPI. I mean, UPI has sort of overshadowed these payments. These payments are still happening. But the quantum of use of these mediums is gradually coming down. I think UPI is overtaking them. And digital payment, as I said, download a wallet on your phone. You offload money from your bank, park it on the wallet. And then the other person also needed to have that wallet. Because if the other person didn't have that wallet, you couldn't send the payment. But here you are in a system. All you need is a bank account. And, you know, with Jandhan, the penetration of Jandhan over the last few years, I remember when Jandhan was started as a financial inclusion exercise by the Prime Minister, there were a lot of comments from people don't have money, so what are they going to do with the Jandhan account? How will no balance hell because people don't have money to keep them. India is a poor country. You know, all sorts of comments came. But then finally, today, I think people cannot ignore the importance of Jan Dhan, because as I said, the Jam Trinity has been one of the key drivers of UPI, Jan Dhan, Aadhaar and mobile, and the linkage of Aadhaar to mobile. I think that has also done wonders. Well, people say, what's the point of linking? I remember when mobile was being linked with Aadhaar, a lot of people used to say, what is the point of linking Aadhaar with mobile? Tomorrow I change my mobile number, tomorrow I might change my address and so and so. But today this whole system has sort of got a common umbrella, and that umbrella, within that umbrella, UPI is thriving, is what I would like to say.
In fact, there have been so many questions about privacy. Now, UPI is an interface which depends heavily on data, personal or banking. So has there ever been a question of safety of using this method of payment, and how do we keep all of that data safe?
Well, Niharika, you know, in technology, they say that the moment you invent technology, invent a technique, there's always somebody making an attempt to break it. That is, go one step forward. But UPI, managed by NPCI and RBI, has been very, very comprehensive in this. You know, the firewalls and the protection about the privacy of the data has been very securely inducted in there. But when you hear cases that probably my money moved out from a bank, or probably that money moved without my consent, I think that is more due to the negligence of the user itself. So I think through this program today, I would like to convey to the users that when you are using UPI, please make sure that you are using it very carefully. You should not be very casual. Of course, because of repeated usage, people are very quick. It takes just 2 to 3 seconds to make the payment. But sometimes, because to save time and to show that, look how skilled I am to make this payment, how quickly, sometimes, you know, you can tend to make mistakes. Or while doing your KYC of UPI, suppose there's a mistake in punching in the Aadhaar, there could be a mistake in punching in the PAN number for some place, there could be a mistake in punching your bank account number, and so on and so forth. So I think the safety issue comes when the users become a little careless. So my advice is that while using UPI, it is so good, it is so easy, it is so quick, but it also has to be very, very carefully handled.
And of course, safety starts with us first.
Absolutely.
So before we close the conversation, UPI is making its presence felt across borders. It's already live in 7 countries, including UAE, Singapore, Bhutan, Nepal, Sri Lanka.
Yeah.
And I think most recently, France, that is UPI's first foray into the continent of Europe.
Yeah.
So I would like to know a little about that, as also what is the future vision that we see for UPI?
Well, if you ask me personally, I would like to see UPI becoming a global payment platform. Why just France? Why just Sri Lanka? Why just Bhutan, Nepal, and so and so? Why just UAE? Because this is a technology. I feel that if there is something good which has happened, if a good invention has happened across the world, then everybody would like to adopt it. So it's just a matter of time. And wherever Prime Minister travels, by the way, on one of the things that he discusses about India, we talk about, there's a lot of things, you can just go on and on about India. But now one of the things to speak about India is UPI, which is why I call it as Utkrisht payment interface, because I think this is India's gift to the world. So if you ask me, where's the future of UPI? I see UPI penetrating to most parts of the world. And if the developed world is adopting it, well, nobody can question its efficiency. Nobody can question its safety. Nobody can question its greatness as far as the system is concerned.
Very well. I do feel that we will need a second part to this conversation, because we just started. We haven't yet discussed the advantages, as also so many more things. But I believe we will have to wind up right now. So thank you so much, Sharath, for joining us on Spotlight this evening. It's been an absolute pleasure to be in conversation.
My pleasure too. Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on UPI revolution. India leads the world in fast payments. The participants were Sharath Kohli, economic analyst, and Niharika Bhuvania, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsttalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 92890-94044.
Spotlight.